Hi, good afternoon. My name is Glenn Weinberg. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Fairview Commercial Lending. We're a private lender, also known as a hard money real estate lender. We're focusing on loans in Georgia, Colorado, and Florida. So today, the topic of that we're going to discuss is China. So China is making your mortgage more expensive. So we're going to talk about why this is occurring. So we've recently watched the Federal Reserve raising short-term interest rates with the 10-year Treasury barely moving. Inflation expectations are low, but now the 10-year Treasury are beginning to move drastically higher, climbing to a 10-month high, and mortgage rates are also climbing higher. Why the sudden change in 10-year Treasuries and inflation when inflation expectations have barely changed? What does China have to do with the recent move in mortgage rates? First, it's important to emphasize that the Federal Reserve does not control interest rates. This is, many people think that this is the case, but the Federal Reserve doesn't set long-term interest rates. The Fed merely influences short-term rates based on their federal funds rates, so the overnight lending rates. Long-term rates are market-driven. So mortgage rates and other longer-term rates are typically pegged off the 10-year Treasury. So there are two drivers of long-term rates: inflation expectations and market forces. So first, inflation expectations. One of the major drivers of Treasury pricing is driven by future expectations of inflation. Is the economy going to grow and are prices going to rise? As inflation increases, the yields on treasuries also increase. Currently, there's some talk of future inflation, but it has been muted by low commodity prices and labor costs that continue to stagnate. This leads us to market forces as the primary driver today of the treasury market and, in turn, long-term interest rates. So market forces are referring to basic supply and demand. Demand is driven by investors in the U.S. along with many investors overseas and various countries abroad that park their money in U.S. treasuries due to the safety and liquidity. The largest demand is from international investors like China. The large demand for treasuries has increased prices and therefore kept yields or rates low. Remember, as treasury prices increase, yields decrease, and as treasury prices decrease, yields increase. So a higher yield means a higher mortgage rate. The more supply of treasuries, the lower the price and higher the yield. Also remember, the borrowing needs of the U.S. are going to continue to grow with deficit spending. So right now we're doing substantial deficit spending. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has confirmed this, that deficits are going to increase and continue to increase in the coming years, which means increased supply. So on the supply side, the supply of treasuries are going to continue to grow rapidly as we continue deficit spending. The U.S. posted its largest budget deficit since 13 in the fiscal year that just ended on September 30th. And most economists feel that the new tax plan, even with the increased growth rates, is still going to be a net decrease to budget revenue, so increase the deficit. So on the flip side, demand, according to a recent Bloomberg article, senior government officials in Beijing have recommended slowing or halting purchases of U.S. treasuries. So there's a little bit of a trade spat with China right now. So in turn, they're less inclined to buy U.S. debt. So any major pullback from purchases are going to drop the demand of U.S. treasuries. From Economics 101, a drop in demand usually means prices will come down as well. This will lead to higher yields and ultimately higher interest rates. So what does China have to do with anything? China is the largest buyer slash holder of U.S. treasuries with an estimated $1.15 trillion. This gives China the ability to influence treasury prices. For example, if all of a sudden China started divesting treasuries, this would push the price down and yields up. There is speculation that China is selling treasuries now to the trade differences with the current administration. This influence by China and other entities will only get worse as the deficits increase. So with higher deficits, we need China and other countries to buy more U.S. debt. So how does the tax plan influence rates? According to the Congressional Budget Office, deficits are going to continue to grow, not only from the recent tax plan, but also entitlement spending, security, Medicare, Medicaid, just as the country ages. And so the supply of treasuries are going to increase. So this will increase rates as there's more supply and purchases are going to require higher rates of return. So what are the long-term impacts on rates and mortgages? Sharp increase in long-term rates is not good for the economy. Long-term treasuries are the primary driver of both commercial and residential mortgages, along with other long-term securities. The recent increase in rates are going to slow down purchases and refinances on the commercial and residential side. So this could basically slow down the entire economy. In a nutshell, the economy is in for a wild ride. Doesn't look like the deficit is going to do anything other than grow larger in the future. The reliance on deficit spending makes the U.S. economy more prone to spikes in rates as we are seeing today. The large deficit also increases our reliance on other countries / investors to continue to finance our budget. This opens the door for countries like China to have an active say in the U.S. economy by either buying or selling treasuries to manipulate interest rates for their own gains. Are you ready for your residential and commercial mortgage rates to be controlled by a foreign country? Thanks for tuning in today to how China is making mortgage rates more expensive and how this trend will likely continue. If you like it, please like us on Facebook, like our site, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Once again, this is Glenn with Fairview Lending, www.fairviewlending.com, or you can reach me directly at 303-459-6061. Thanks, and have a great day.